These are challenging times for public agencies in California, and the Sonoma County Ag Preservation and Open Space District is no exception. Executive Director Bill Keene says that they too are struggling with decreased sales tax collection income as the recession persists.
We've seen declines in our sales tax revenue of more than 20% from our high in fiscal year 07-08. So this is an opportunity for us to look at long-term, what's the best way to spend the district's sales tax revenue and get the best value for our taxpayers in Sonoma County.
But Keene notes there are other, less obvious ways that the state's economic blues are affecting his agency. For one thing, it's forcing them to rethink plans for some of the lands they have already acquired.
The district still has a large number of properties that were originally intended to be open to the public for recreational use, in particular land that would have gone to state parks. And with the state parks issue of closures and inability to accept new properties, that presents a problem for us. So we're going to have to look at all of our properties, particularly the ones that were slated for recreational use, and then see if there's a viable alternative to getting the public out on that land that's separate from state parks.
The recreational lands purchased by the Open Space District often get the most attention, but Keene points out they represent just one of five areas of emphasis for his organization.
We have four categories of land that we protect: agricultural land, natural resource land, recreational land, and then those green belts and scenic hillsides that frame our cities. If you look back our first 20 years, you see a balance in the number of projects in those four categories. We also have a fifth category, which is our matching grant program, where we provide funding for urban open space projects. For instance, the Prince Memorial Greenway in Santa Rosa, and we'll continue to have that be a focus for us as well in terms of balancing our programs.
How they intend to maintain that balance is part of the presentation that will be offered at a series of public workshops the district is holding for stakeholders at their Santa Rosa offices this week. Those meetings will include a look into the agency's draft work plan for the next 3 years, which Keene says is seeing some mixed benefits from the region's soft real estate market.
It's really all over the map. In some cases, there are significant drops in values, upwards of 40-50%. In other cases, there are still people out there willing to pay top dollar for a marquee property. Those form the comparables when we do appraisals for properties we're looking at. So in some cases, it can work out really well because maybe there's some distressed properties that have gone on the market. In other cases, people have paid top dollar and it works against us. But I'd say on balance, you'll see that fee properties at least have gone down quite a bit overall.
Conservation easements, however, are currently a better deal for the district.
Where we used to see the conservation easement value, which is where you buy away the development potential and leave the owner with the land so that it's not the district that is owning that land. We used to see that those would be more like 70% of the value of the property, 70-80%, and now we've seen some come down as low as 30-40%.
Following a flurry of purchases, after voters approved a 2008 tax measure to extend the district for another 20 years, they have now settled back to a more normal level of activity, with some $65 million still set aside for further future acquisitions. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.